Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. I know it's late, so all you night owls hanging out with me, still trying to give you the pod on the day that I told you I'm going to give you the pod. I'm telling you, it's going to get better. I'll be more consistent, but there's just a lot going on in the world. Shout out to Say Less Sports Tees. If you're looking, I am wearing that good Say Less baseball jersey right now. Go ahead and check them out at SayLessSports.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at Say Less Sports Tees and on Twitter at SLS Tees. And make sure you support the people who support us. Really do appreciate it. I have a real legitimate question about Florida A&M and what they have been doing. See, I believe that the national media, while focused on Jackson State and for good reason, missed the job that Willie Simmons and his coaching staff have done at Florida A&M. They took a team, a program that felt like it was on the verge of no longer being around. If you remember all of the issues that the university was having, and when you think about how down the program was, you didn't really know if things were going to get better for them. Very similar to what people think about Bethune-Cookman now. I believe that Bethune-Cookman will rebound, will rally, the same way that I believed that Florida A&M would rebound and rally. But I'm not going to lie to you, I didn't know that they would rebound like this. 2019, they were 9-2. In 2021, because they didn't play in 2020, in 2021, they were 9-3. And even though they were the number two team in the SWAC East, because Jackson State was undefeated, they still represented HBCUs in the FCS playoffs. That game, they got beat by Southeast Louisiana. That's no shame. That team was loaded, had a lot of weapons. And then in 2022, they came back and they lost two games. They got beat badly by Jackson State because Jackson State was loaded with all kinds of talent. And they put up a fight without even all of their team in place versus North Carolina. That says a lot about a program. Seven losses in three seasons. 27 wins in three seasons. And now, with a lot of pieces coming back, with a quarterback in place, with defensive weapons, like, they have a chance to now usurp Jackson State. Because although we believe Jackson State will still be good, it's hard to imagine they're going to be as good as they were when you think about all of the pieces that they lost. Like, for as good as TC is, like, he's not prime. And so a lot of talent walked out the door either by graduation or by transfer. And so this is a prime. This is a pivotal year for Florida A&M to go from being just a really good HBCU program to being an HBCU power. This is their time. Everything is laid out in front of them. Yes, other teams will be better. Grambling will be better. A lot of those West Coast teams, the Western side will be better in the SWAC. But they have the groundwork to reach the Celebration Bowl and do something that even Jackson State wasn't able to do, which is beat one of those MEAC teams. So it's really weird to me that with the focus being on, well, not being on how great this program is, I haven't seen one tweet about it, haven't seen one story about it, haven't seen anything that would lend us to believe that the nation was noticing this uprising at Florida A&M. Nobody's noticing that the Rattlers are striking and striking again, right? Nobody's noticing that. Nobody's talking about it. Not even in FCS circles are people talking about Florida A&M at the level they should. Not even in HBCU circles, for all of the people who really like ride for HBCUs, you don't hear a lot of discussion about Willie Simmons and the job that he's done at Florida A&M. So when it comes out, and the only reason that we know that Florida A&M had a rapper come in and record a video in the locker room is because Florida A&M told us. And then they admonished their players and the integrity, and because it was a vulgar rap song. I don't think you would have seen as much backlash or as much like of them really like trying to distance themselves from it if the song had been a little bit more PG, right? Or a lot more PG. I don't think that we would have seen them have the same reaction, but they had it. And my question is, why? Not that you shouldn't be mad that these players allowed a rapper to come in and record without your knowledge. You should definitely be mad about that. You should get down to the bottom of it. But was this the play? Like, was this the way to handle it? Hey, let's rush and put out a statement and shut down all football operations. You did that. And while you shut down all football operations on Friday, by Monday, you announce football's back up again. We're running. Now, tomorrow morning, when you go to SWAT Media Day, guess what we're going to be talking about? Not about the excellent records. At least that's not what's going to be like the topic. Not about the job that Simmons has done. It's going to be about, well, what about this controversy with the rapper? And here's the sad part about it. Because when I went and I typed in Florida A&M football, the only thing that came up was a bunch of stories about this incident. No stories about how good this program has been. No stories about them being next in line to be the SWAC heavyweight. No stories about them and this year being the year that they can get to the Celebration Bowl. Nothing. None of that came up. The only thing that came up was this situation with the music video. And I can't be mad at them deciding they needed to punish or like try to do some punitive damage. But did you have to take the program with you? In my mind, this is what I believe I would have done if I was Willie Simmons. We've heard that there's a music video. We don't agree with how it was handled. We this does not represent what we want our university and our football program to stand for. This goes against our core values, our core beliefs. We will handle it internally. We will do an internal investigation, and we will dole out punishment internally. You could have put that on a tweet as a statement on a tweet and never done anything else. But we're going to suspend football operations. Now that makes people believe that this is more than what it really is. And by the way, on the low, you could have done it. And if the numbers got ran up, which it doesn't seem like they are, like with all of this publicity, the video is still not at 1 million views. But if the numbers do come up, you sue them and you take the profits. Hey boss, I know that you're getting a little bit of traction off this video. Hey, guess what? We're gonna sue you for XYZ and you gotta pay it because you didn't get permission to use our facilities. You didn't get permission to use our brand. And you could have behind closed doors, yo, we taking that. We taking that money. You didn't have to, A, make it seem as if your players were the worst people in the world. B, allow the entire country to talk about the one negative that's come out of your program since Willie Simmons has been there. Why focus on why give people the reason to focus on the negative when you know as a HBCU, that's the only thing they ever talk about is the negatives. They talk about stuff that are the negatives that paint HBCUs and HBCU programs in a negative light. They talk about the lack of facilities. They talk about the financial aid. They will find whatever reason they can to speak of the negatives with HBCUs. So why give them more fuel? Why give them more fodder? Hey, we're aware of it. We don't agree with it. It's going to be an internal investigation and we'll handle it. That's all that needed to be said. Now, again, I'm not mad because they did something wrong. I'm not saying these young men shouldn't face any type of issues. But if the punishment or if the public punishment was, hey, we're going to shut it down for 48 hours, which, by the way, was over the weekend where they might not be doing anything anyway because teams haven't even reported for football camp yet, right? If that was going to be the public thing, did we really need to know about it? Did you really need to make this a national story? Now, there is an adage that all publicity is good publicity. That there is no such thing as bad publicity. That publicity is good. So if this was a ploy to get people more involved, to get people talking about Florida A&M, hey, homeboy, you ain't need to do that. You know what was going to do that? A 10-win season and a celebration bowl. Making people look back at 2022 and 2021 and 2019 and going, oh, they didn't just get here. They've been coming. And even if Coach Prime was still there, they may have been coming. You could have sold that. That's how you get popping. Dubs, continuous dubs. And not for nothing, but there is a certain climate that says, hey, you need to lean into these new age way of the way in which these players express themselves. Yes, it was, number one, the song wasn't great. Wasn't a great song. But this is what they're into. They see what went on at Jackson State and how they had rappers in the locker rooms and all the other stuff. And they just wanted to take the bull by the horns, probably because they felt like there wasn't enough being done by somebody else. Yeah, it's cool. Y'all got LeBron's on. That's great. I'm not hating. But LeBron, wearing LeBron cleats alone is not enough for what some of these young men think the culture should be. And so maybe leaning into it, maybe not with that rapper, but with another rapper, with another entity to be able to put on and have these young men express themselves might have been a better way of handling it than, oh my gosh, does not think that some other coach or some other recruiting entity will come along and go, hey man, you really want to go to fam? Like, Look what they did when them boys just wanted to do a music video. Look how they treated them. They treated them like they were criminals. Treated them like they did the worst things in the world. They allowed the entire nation to form opinions on these young men based off of a music video with some curse words in it. Again, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with the music video being done. I don't think the song's good. Right? I would have, as a coach, I would have just been like, nah, y'all can't do that because the song was whack. Like, forget about the fact that you're giving away free branding, but the song whack. Do a better song and maybe we can talk. Do a song that resonates a little bit more and maybe we can talk. They didn't. And so now here's the conversations that are going to be had. Here is the things that are going to be said. These are what people are going to focus on instead of focusing on the fact that Florida A&M is coming, that they have the inside shot to be a Celebration Bowl champion, not just a participant. Because I believe one of the issues that hampered Jackson State is that the focus wasn't where it should be when they got to the Celebration Bowl. The first year, it was just glitz and glamour. The second year, it could have been people were already checked out. Florida A&M, you don't have to worry about that. They will go there with the purpose. When they go to the Celebration Bowl, which I believe they will, when they go, they're going there with the thought process of, we're here to win this thing. And ain't nothing any of these other programs can do about it. Now, of course, the MEAC will have something to be said about it. And that's why we watch the games. That's why we watch. That's why we love the sport. Not for the ridiculousness and the foolishness that happens off the field. Not for the stuff that's not really that big a deal. We love the sport because at the essence of competition, football, ultimate team game, ultimate head-to-head competition. And I wish that there were as many stories written on the rise of Florida A&M as there are stories about them letting a rapper come and do a song in the locker room illegally. But Lasai, that is the world we live in. That is the hand we get dealt. And so I'll continue to talk about how great Florida A&M has an opportunity to be. And I hope they make me prophetic. And a lot of other people. I'm not alone in thinking that Florida A&M has a chance to be great this year. There are a lot of people who believe that this is Florida A&M's year. But it's up to them to cash that check. And I hope that as they start about all of the gentlemen that's taught spicy, I'm Coach Gene Clemens. You do this thing a few times a week, rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time, peace. Thank you.